A remarkable turnaround for a school to tell you about this morning. South Auckland's Manurewa Intermediate, Decile 1 school, placed under statutory management less than a year ago. Teachers walked around in pairs with walkie-talkies. Security guards were stationed on the school gates because of the safety concerns. Those days gone. Kids enter the school well behind the national average. Most come out either at average or well ahead. Vandalism costs have plummeted from over $100,000 in 2008 a year to just $4,000 last year. Last night, they won the supreme prize in this year's Prime Minister's Education Excellence Awards. Manurewa Intermediate Principal Ian Taylor is with us. Very good morning to you.
Hey, g'day, Mike. And it was 10 years ago it was put under statutory management, not a year ago.
What a great
story. We wouldn't have been able to do what we've done in a year.
Well, I was going to say, that's bordering on miraculous. What's the secret? What's happened?
Relationships, people, high expectations, an expectation that, you know, kids need to come to school to learn, to behave, to engage, to be able to contribute to the world we all live in. And the same thing of staff. You know, staff had to be passionate, relentless in our endeavours to do the best thing we could do. And we have a little thing where we've got to be the best teacher or leader that we can possibly be, as if it's our own kid we're teaching.
Well,
and that's a really important factor.
Well, it's easily said. I'm sure it's harder to do. Was it hard yards?
Oh, yeah. It's been pretty hard. So we had to obviously change the expectations by developing, you know, a positive behaviour program. We had to introduce a new learning and teaching curriculum that was exciting, motivating for kids, that would engage them, that made them want to be at school. We had to make sure staff were upskilled and a board of trustee that were involved, our environment. And when we talk about environment, that's not just the physical environment, but the whole environment of the tone and the pulse and the energy and the motivation in the school.
Incredible. Did you have to sack a few people?
Did we have to sack a few people? A number of people. In fact, a hell of a lot of people resigned, yes. within a very short space of time. Which was good, because that had to happen.
What about the buy-in from parents? Did that come immediately, or was there suspicion going on?
No, the parents were actually quite supportive right from the start. In fact, when I started, I'd only been in high decile schools in the past, and the engagement with them to do with the charter, for example, to decide what was the purpose of our school, I came thinking our parents wouldn't get involved. They were way more involved and passionate about what we needed to do than some of my high decile schools I've been principals in. So they've been involved, and that's continued to get better and better and better. So, and it's been great for the community because they feel proud of our school, and that's really important for us.
Yeah, exactly. Why did you move from a high decile to a low decile?
Well, I've been in decile 9 school, a decile 10 school, a decile 25 in an international school in Singapore, and I just decided I was sick of the naysayers saying, oh, you can't do what you do in those schools and those hard staff schools, those terrible schools out South Auckland, etc. And I thought, bugger this, I'm going to show you you can. And I also had an affinity with the school. I actually grew up in Manurewa. I'd done my hard yards in life, so to speak. And I actually went to the school in 78, 79. So I thought, right, that's where I'm off to.
Fantastic. What a great story. You won't know about this other story that I mentioned earlier on, but let me ask you about it anyway. In Australia, they've done this survey and they talk about kids who come from difficult backgrounds and their chances of succeeding. And they've argued here that we do it here. You fund students higher at a low decile school than you do at a top decile school. In Australia, yep, for example, at the bottom deciles, they're funding the kids to $24,000 a student per year compared to $16,000 in the top deciles. They're saying it doesn't work. Does it?
Absolutely, you need money. But it's not just about the money. If you don't use the money effectively or right, then it's not going to work.
So the key,
you've got to do it wrong.
Here's my experience as a parent of 5. The principal is everything, so clearly you are everything to a school, and you've turned it round. So do you agree with the broad concept that the government's got with these super principals? In other words, you take rare talent, like yourself, and you spread it around several schools?
Oh, that's a really hard question. I mean, personally, it could work if it's in the right context and it's the right people, but I wouldn't say it's a fait accompli for all schools to be doing that. But there perhaps is a place for it in some communities. But it's not just about the principal. Obviously, a leader or the principal starts stuff off. But you've got to have the right people around you. And we've been incredibly lucky getting a motivated, passionate, competent leadership team around us as well to make it happen. Because if it was just me on my own, you can't do it. You might have some ideas and then bring people on board. But But it's a total team effort, that's for sure.
Congratulations, Ian. It's a fantastic story. Ian Taylor, principal of Munaroa Intermediate School. And when he says we were lucky to get some talented people around him, what he actually means, because he's too modest to say so, great people attract great people. That's how it basically works.